910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump in State College, PA.
With your help, 10 days from now, we're going to win Pennsylvania. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again.
Vice President Kamala Harris, former First Lady Michelle Obama rallied supporters in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It's either Donald Trump in there stewing over his enemies list, or me working for you, checking off my to-do list.
Saying then President Trump tried to de-recognize some native tribes, Harris running mate Tim Walz at a Get Out the Early Vote rally in Window Rock, Arizona, a remote location on the Navajo Nation. As Iran downplays last night's Israeli air attacks, blasts were heard and seen over the Beirut night skyline in Lebanon the past hours, where Israel has targeted Hezbollah. This is ABC News. Update on the McDonald's deadly E. coli problem, ABC's Morgan Norwood.
While the cause hasn't been definitively determined, federal regulators are looking at raw slivered onions served on their quarter pounders as the likely source, but also haven't ruled out the quarter pounder meat patties themselves either. Officials still investigating. In a statement released on Friday, McDonald's noting Taylor Farms' Colorado facility supplied them with onions. They were originally sent to about 900 McDonald's stores before they stopped selling quarter pounder beef burgers on October 22nd.
Smoked salmon recall, Costco and Acme Smoked Fish Corp recalling Kirkland Signature smoked salmon products sold in Florida over listeria concerns. Nobody reported sick, says Acme, says it notified customers who bought the salmon and will give their money back. A judge in Louisiana temporarily blocked further efforts by state officials to clear homeless encampments in New Orleans ahead of three Taylor Swift concerts in the city this weekend. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Jimmy K and E-Dub hold it down the fort tonight. This next band we're going to play, they are going to be live in the lair next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Super excited about it. Let's introduce you to Black Willow Starling right now. This song is called Sun King. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Morning, to fill my eyes with bright sunlight, breathe the spirit of the land's new warming, bless my soul and spirit bright. A grateful heart sinks to the earth and all the creatures all around, blessed on the solstice morning, magic of the sun abound. Sun's full power, soaking in, energize. Feed the trees, the grass and flowers, revel in the deep blue skies. Mary, meet the soul of wisdom, inspiration, everyone. Illuminating day and night, for moonlight hails first from the sun. Sunlight, breathe the spirit of the lands to warm me, bless my soul and spirit bright. Grateful heart sings to the earth and all the creatures all around. Blessed on the solstice morning, every one of which we sing.
My feather bed, how do you like my sheep? How do you like my lady who lies in your arms asleep?
Well, I like your feather bed, and well, I like your sheep, but better I like your lady gay who lies in my arms asleep.
Well, get up,
Lord Donald cried.
Get up as quick as you can. It'll never be said in fair England, I slew a naked man.
I won't get up, I can't get up for my life, for you have two long beaten swords, I not a pocket knife.
It's true I have two beaten swords, they cost me deep in the purse. You will have the better of them, I will have the worse. You will strike the very first blow and strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, I'll kill you if I can.
Thank you. struck the very first blow, and he heard Lord Donald sore. Lord Donald struck the very next blow, and he struck no more. Then Lord Donald took his wife, sat her on his knee, saying,
who do you like the best of us, Maddie Groves or me?
Then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I'd rather a kiss from dead Maddie's lips than you or your finery. Lord Donald, he chopped up and loudly he did bow. Struck his wife right through her heart, pinned her against the wall.
A grave, a grave,
Lord Donald cried,
to put these lovers in. But bury my lady at the top,
for she was a noble king.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Black Willow Starling. Song is called Maddie Groves, Sun King before that. Black Willow Starling will be live in the lair next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Looking forward to meeting the band. I like it. It was kind of definitely folky, but kind of an Irish folk in a way, Dub. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I thought so too. Although it seemed like a little bit of a call to maybe more medieval type times.
Very true.
Right.
As well.
Yeah. But still, yeah, yeah. The music's going to play well in the studio here.
Live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Tonight, we're replaying Alex White and the Friends from last week. And then while that's playing, E-Dub and I are heading down to the High Noon Saloon here in Madison for a freaking Hollow weekend, where I'm introducing Duran Duran tonight. I've worked so hard in the radio industry in my amateur career, and now I get to introduce Duran Duran.
I mean, you've reached the pinnacle, buddy.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
So after tonight, you can retire and call it good.
What's your favorite Duran Duran song?
Oh, my favorite? Probably...
I like the Wolf.
Probably Ordinary World.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you probably do.
I'm a cat. Probably.
Yeah, it's a slow one.
Okay.
It hits my soft side. But I like it a lot.
Well, you got plenty of time to make it down to the High Noon Saloon. Freaking Hollow weekend. Thanks to Chad and Adam for putting that show together. This has been like the, I wish I had it in front of me. I think it's like the 15th, 16th year.
That feels about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for quite
completely
a while.
Unrelated. Bucky goes into the half up 10-7 over number 3 Penn State.
I feel like we're doing something wrong when we give and a Badger update. But the Badgers are on the Civic Media Radio Network. So.
Indeed they are. And we physically are in the capital city of Madison, just a couple of miles from Camp Randall where that game is happening. It's a big deal here in the city of Madison. And I think around the state, too. A lot of people pay attention to Badger sports.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. I hope you're having a great night tonight. Tom in New Berlin is watching the Badger game, listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm sure you are too. Rocker just texted in asking how everything's going. Hello, E-Dub.
Did you tell him not too many things are on fire? Just the right amount of things are on fire?
There's only 4 fires happening right now. Normally there's none, but tonight
4
there's
is
four.
The correct number of fires. Yeah, I think that's fine. I think we're doing okay.
I can manage that pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? So I'm not going to be here next week. Rocker is holding down the fort, I think, with Rob Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to St. Louis next week, dude.
You sure are.
And you're watching my dog.
I am. I can't even tell you. I'm so excited to spend, what, 5 days? 5 days with
Dottie.
Queen Dottie?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
So E-Dub met Dottie the day we brought her home.
Mm-hmm.
And in the kitchen, you remember that.
I do.
Little Chihuahua love. And we adopted E-Dub as Dottie's dog. The dog dad.
The dog father.
The dog father.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Not godfather. The dog father.
The dog father.
that's me.
Yeah.
I like that you adopted me, though. I like that. I'll take that.
I didn't adopt
you. You know,
him.
There's Those were your words. Those were your words. You said we adopted E-Dub.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm holding you to that because there's a lot of that comes with that, and I feel like I'm gonna ride that for all it's worth.
Don't cry, dude.
I may cry.
Don't cry.
I'll cry later.
So, yeah, going to St. Louis, dude, next weekend or for the next week for a few days.
I got to tell you, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I am interested to hear your take on the ride up in the Arch.
Leona's done the Arch.
I know.
I have not.
I have, too.
Yeah.
I have, too, and I'm interested.
I've only driven through St. Louis. I've actually never spent any time there. So we're staying downtown. I've scoped out a couple of restaurants. Rob Roberts actually gave me some heads up on
find a place to get some ribs in St. Louis.
Barbecue's on the menu,
Good.
I mean, we're in St. Louis. Where else are you? There's Memphis barbecue, Kansas City,
right? Carolina barbecue is a whole different thing. That's more mustard based.
I'm super excited about barbecue.
Yeah, but get some ribs. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm going to
in St. Louis.
Yeah,
not like the pulled pork.
They have their own cut.
Uh-huh.
Of ribs.
Yeah,
the St. Louis ribs.
That's right. Yeah. That's what you got to do there. Okay, good.
I'm doing ribs.
Yeah, and make sure that you throw an appropriate amount of hate towards the St. Louis Cardinals.
As a Brewer fan, I think I can.
Yes.
Well, you're a Cub fan.
I'm a Cubs fan. So, it's not the same. Yeah. We hate them more than you do.
You do.
We do, but you guys hate them too, so you need to throw the appropriate amount of shade their way.
I'm only staying a couple blocks from Busch Stadium.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe I'll
look angrily at it.
I'll just shake my finger fiercely at it.
Maybe your whole fist. Shake your whole fist at it. Really go all out, buddy.
I'm just going to walk away after that. Hey,
I'll know. I'll know you did it.
We've got some double dips of
by the way, I have to interrupt real quick.
Yeah.
My mother is listening and says you're not allowed to adopt me because I'm already spoken for.
Hi, Mama Dub.
That's hilarious. I love that.
And it sounds like we have a contractual disagreement here. I've adopted, or Dottie has adopted E-Dub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? If she met Dottie, I think she'd be okay with Dottie adopting me. Like, maybe Dottie can co-parent with my mom.
Dog, mom. I don't know how that chain would go.
Dog, mother, father? Dog, father, mother? I don't know.
You know,
it sounds like I'm about to say something bad on radio.
We just played Black Willow Starling. They're coming in the Lair next week. In 2 weeks, this band will make an appearance live in the Lair. Let's check them out right now. It's Dogtown Hollow. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. Softail or Dyna Glide, having fun out on a ride, playing like us big kids do. Walking out to the Senate.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Legendary VO5 from Madison, Soul Shiny Day, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Downtown Hollow, before that, a double dip of them, Roll, Roll, Roll. And Last Best Ride before that. Downtown Hollow will be live in the lair in 2 weeks here on Max Inc. Radio. VO5, they're playing on Halloween proper, Dub. You know, this is like pre-Halloween tonight.
Right.
Across Madison and I'm sure across Wisconsin, really. It's a big night.
Yeah.
It's the observed holiday party. Let's go knock some socks off.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, I've got two really fond memories of VO5. The first one I want to talk about is the first Atwood Fest that I ever worked at, and they had that side stage. It was not covered. It was nighttime. They were finishing up in the rain with all the lights coming in, and I remember every single time the drummer hit a cymbal, and the raindrops off of the cymbal would go flying and in the lights, and it had this just sort of magical feel to it, and everybody's just grooving to the music.
That was the year they brought Mama Rocker up on stage.
That's right.
To pay homage to her.
Yep.
That was the last year of Atwood Summerfest before it came Atwood Fest.
You got it. Yep. So that was a wonderful time. And then the other thing that comes to mind is when we had them on the Jimmy K Show, and they did the a cappella version. Yes. Of their songs, and I think that was the release of their actual album too.
Yes.
At the same time, and
that
man,
was at the Wisco. That was great.
It was, and to hear disco done a cappella, what a different feel, and what a wonderful memory.
I wish I could find that archive. That would be fun to listen to.
Yeah,
we might
have forgotten to press record
it's
that day
somewhere on a hard drive in the bowels of my basement.
Indeed, indeed, it is. But yeah, VO5, what a great band. I'm glad they're playing somewhere on Halloween, because the people need to dance to their music all the time.
For sure. They'll be at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison on Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween to you. Hope you're having a great evening. Jimmy K and E-Dub, Terry and Rocker are off tonight. Rocker is celebrating his anniversary. I think it's the 24th anniversary for Rocker and Allison. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to you guys.
Yep, congrats, guys.
And Terry Barr, she just won the Mama's Radio Personality of the Year.
And it's the 24th anniversary of 24 years ago for her.
That's right.
Yes.
So congratulations to Terry Barr. We got a double dip of Alex White in front. They were in the lair last week, and they were awesome. We'll play a double dip of them. Also, I'm going to try to squeeze in a double dip of Marta Hansen. And we got to plug into politics. I know normally on Saturday nights, we unplug from politics, but next half hour, we're going to plug into politics just for a second. First, let me tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. You can order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree. You know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're heading to the High Noon Saloon tonight, you're going to hear Metallica as the closing band. It's going to be mighty. That's right after Duran Duran. E-Dub and I are heading up there to introduce Duran Duran. I wish we could play this whole song. It's not radio friendly, though. So let me just, there's a word in there, Dub. You know there is. These guys were in the lair last week. If you want to get the archive, you can go right now to civicmedia.us. Click on the Max Inc. radio page. Let's hear it right now. Alex White and the Friends is Papa La Funk. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Enough is dead before he hit the ground. How did it ever get so low? 'Cause he'd always said to her, oh honey, just say the word, we'll make a beeline for the coast. And maybe we'll find one day deep peace of the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico. But she said, though you want to flee, know that the first to leave could be the last one to know.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Alex White and the Friends. That was Rags to Riches. Papa La Funk before that. Alex White and the Friends were in the studio in the lair last week. And we're actually going to replay that tonight at 9 o'clock. I guess I probably shouldn't have played a double dip of Alex White and the Friends if we're doing a whole hour at 9 o'clock dub. But gosh, I like them a lot. So I thought I'd play this one for you. Jimmy K, E-Dove, hanging out with you in the WMDX studios, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. What do you think of this radio gig, Dub?
You know, it's pretty good, Jimmy. I've always enjoyed it.
Let's fire Rocker, and you just come back every week. How's that?
I mean, you're going to have to talk to Rocker about that, I think.
I'm kidding, Rocker. I'm just kidding.
Also, I'm going to need to renegotiate my contract.
Right,
so.
Renegotiate. That's what it's all about, right? I was mentioned last break that I'm not going to be here next week. It'll be Rob Roberts standing where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. I'm heading to St. Louis for the weekend. So this is my last Saturday that I'm going to be on the air before the election. And we normally unplug from politics on Saturday night here during Max Inc. Radio, but if we can just plug in just lightly, and if I could just ask you all to do your civic duty and go out and vote and get your friends and family to go out and vote with you, because that's fun. You and I and Mrs. K, we and Dottie, she voted, we all went and voted on Tuesday. It was Monday.
It was Tuesday. Yeah, because we couldn't vote on Monday because we weren't allowed to do that on Monday.
First day of early voting.
That's right. And also, my oldest came along with us.
Yes.
And that was their first time voting. And, you know,
that'd be a
unique experience for them.
That had to be a proud moment for you.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. Yeah, just the fact that one of my kids made it to age 18 before I had to end it for them because they were being ridiculous for one reason or another. Yeah, no, it was a great moment. A lot of just kind of enjoying that moment where the kiddo has grown up and, you know, in one way or another become an adult and and getting out and doing our civic duty to make our minds known.
Make your voice known, and it's great. I know there's a lot of frustration out there from people.
A lot of people, that's for sure.
And obviously for good reason, too. But, you know, things like, you know, I'm not voting. My vote doesn't matter. My voice doesn't matter. It does matter. And, I mean, I feel like an old, slow, overdressed hippie.
Overdressed hippie, yes. I was hoping you would go there.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the one time where we can make our voice heard. It does make a difference. So, you know, do the right thing. Go vote.
Yeah, and make sure that you vote the whole ticket.
Yeah.
The whole ballot, I should say.
Do your research. Here, yes. If you're here in Madison and several communities around the state, and if you're a property owner, there's some referendum questions that will directly impact you.
Indeed, they will.
And the local offices, like here in Dane County, the county executive, will directly impact you.
Yep. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize enough is that the local races will ultimately impact you much more directly.
Yeah. So definitely do that. Go vote. Dub, after this election is over, the one thing I am looking forward to is being able to watch commercial TV without political ads anymore.
And also, I can't wait to stop getting emails and texts from political candidates asking for money.
My phone has a nice little spam catcher to it.
Yeah.
Which works really well, but sometimes I'll look at the spam folder just to see what's come in.
Yeah.
I'm literally getting 10 to 12 texts a day now.
Yep. Same.
It's overwhelming. Yeah. Stop texting me.
All I'm going to say is I've gotten really good at deleting emails.
I never delete emails, and you hate me for it.
I hate you for lots of things, but that's definitely one of the big ones.
Dub, thanks for coming in and doing radio with me tonight.
Buddy, it's my honor and my pleasure. This was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that you gave me the opportunity and that I took you up on that offer.
And the Badgers are playing in Madison tonight. It's homecoming, so happy homecoming to you all. What's the quick status?
Our current situation is the Badgers have the ball at about their own 11-yard line. They are second and 11. They currently lead Penn State 10-7, and we are halfway through the third quarter.
Go Badgers. It's almost time for Jump Around. E-Dub and I are heading to the High Noon Saloon right now.
I think we should jump our way over there.
We're going to jump our way over to the High Noon Saloon. It's freaking Halloween weekend. I'm going to introduce Duran Duran, and I'm super excited about it. And then, of course, Metallica will wrap up the night. If you're there right now, you're probably listening to the Earthlings perform Radiohead.
Yeah.
Which I'm sad. I'm really sad I had to miss Shawn Michael Dargan. I hope there's a video for that somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be.
All right, we'll be back on the air next week. We got Shane Christopher Neal at Indy 45 show coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We've got Rob Roberts with After Hours at 11. And Live in the Lair coming up here in just a couple of minutes, a replay of Alex White and Friends from last week. Right now, let's do a double dip to get out of here with Marta Hansen. It's The Last. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take a picture.
Green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.